Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The party that promised to defeat the deep state very quickly became the deep state. Pam Bondi says, I have the list on my desk right here. They're rather silent for a few months. Then Elon Musk says, Trump is in the Epstein list. Then within weeks, apparently the list is gone. I mean, I'm looking at this photo of Jack Posobiec holding up the Epstein files. It says the Epstein files, phase one. But where is phase two? There's no phase two.
He actually helped Epstein be prosecuted. He was the only person who was involved, kicked him out of the Epstein. You know all this. Like, it's just a very—
Have you heard of Alexander Acosta? You were duped to cover up sexual abuse of children.
Donald Trump was—
You were duped.
Him out of his—
Alexander Acosta was a Florida district attorney. You can look this up. He knew both Trump and Epstein. He was appointed as a secretary of labor under Trump and had to resign in 2017 because people found out that he mishandled the Epstein case in 2007 and let Epstein get an illegal plea deal. Epstein was then able to go reoffend, and Trump appointed him in 2017. So I don't want to hear the dude that was brought to the White House to cover up sexual abuse saying that there was—
You don't wipe your face? Can you just wipe that little thing off your face there a little bit? You got a little—
All right, hold
you got
on
a little
a
mud
second.
On your face.
Okay. So you have no points.
Hold on a second.
All right, check it out. We are back with another Piers Morgan debate panel, and you guys are going to really enjoy this one because this panel happens to be all about Elon Musk, the Epstein files, and whether or not Trump is in the list. Now, just yesterday, Attorney General Pam Bondi came out and said, the list is gone. We don't have a list. There never was a list. So Piers Morgan invited me and a few other political commentators on the show to debate over it. I'll play it in just one second, but let me point out, on the panel with me is political commentator Jack Posobiec, who was one of the creators invited to the White House to unveil the Epstein files, believe it or not, and he claims he was duped. I don't quite believe him. But then we have CIA official, former CIA official, and whistleblower John Kiriko, and we have friend of the show Brian Shapiro. So I'm going to let this play. I'll jump in to commentate at some points, but I think this will be a fun watch. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below for more breaking news, more live streams, more videos like this, and let's check it out.
And so I don't even think that we should blame the likes of Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. I think people probably at a lower level destroyed whatever they could destroy and let the lie go up to the very top and hope that this whole thing just goes away. If there are no documents to implicate famous people, then it'll eventually go quiet. And my guess is in 30 years or 50 years or whenever it's going to be, at least some of the truth will probably be released.
Adam Mockler, I mean, it does stick in the gullet, doesn't it, that the only person to go to prison and the whole Epstein scandal is a woman.
Yeah, well, John said he thinks the people at the bottom might have destroyed the evidence, but the reality is the people at the top, like Pam Bondi, were the ones saying they had the list sitting on their desk. So it seems like that deep state you referred to, the party that promised to defeat the deep state, very quickly became the deep state. Here's the timeline in my eyes. Pam Bondi says, I have the list on my desk right here. They're rather silent for a few months. Then Elon Musk says, Trump is in the Epstein list. And within weeks, apparently the list is gone. I mean, I'm looking at this photo of Jack Posobiec holding up the Epstein files. It says the Epstein files, phase one. But where is phase two? There's no phase two. So I'm happy that influencers like Jack are admitting they were conned by the admin to cover up the sexual abuse of children.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, do you feel angry? I mean, do you feel you were used in some way?
Well, it's something. It's very upsetting. It's extremely upsetting.
Very upsetting. I feel very, very bad for this guy that he was forced to help Donald Trump cover up the sexual abuse of a plethora of children. I mean, earlier in the panel, this guy says that he didn't even know he was going to the White House for the Epstein release a few months back. He thought he was going there for a different reason, and they shoved a binder in his hand and pushed him out the door. And before he knew it, there were cameras in his face. Come on, dude, you're lying. You absolutely knew what you were going there for. You absolutely helped them cover this up, and now he's trying to pivot away. In this clip, we're talking about Elon Musk, and Piers Morgan asks me if I think that Elon and Trump's feud is going to last. Then I make a joke that dives us right back in to the Epstein debate. Take a look.
Trump was launching the big, beautiful bill, which many people think is going to add trillions to the debt. the two were clearly incompatible bedfellows. And that's led to Musk going. Now, Trump talks about EV car mandates being one of the catalysts for the falling out or whatever. But it's probably as simple as one person wanted to slash government spending and the other one wanted to bring in policies which are highly likely, certainly in the short to midterm, to increase the national spending and debt. So there's the clash. How serious do you think this is going to get?
I don't think you should understate the extent to which Jared Isaacman, the NASA candidate, being slashed also pissed Elon Musk off.
Right.
He was really mad about Jared Isaacman. What I find funny about all of this is that Elon Musk is now leveraging the same mechanisms that he used to get Trump elected just a few months ago to now start a third party designed to undermine Trump's coalition. So the attention economy that he has with Twitter, he's going to leverage that. The vast wealth, he's going to leverage that. As to the question of how serious this is, I actually disagree with Brian. I think in 6 months, Elon will be on to the next thing. He doesn't seem to have the steady hand needed in politics to carry through a long-term agenda. And we saw that with Doge.
Well, there might be another reason, which is that shares in Tesla are tanking, down 7%, I think, at the start of regular trading today. Now, that might just be a market reaction. It may recover, but certainly recent numbers for Tesla have not been good. John, what do you think of this? I mean, it's not an intelligence issue, but as an American, what do you feel about now the potential for a third party by somebody who's actually got the means to make it significant?
Well, it wasn't too long ago that Ross Perot was able to buy 30-minute blocks on literally every network to promote his own candidacy and got something like 19%, which was very, very respectable for an independent presidential candidate. But it didn't lead to anything. With Elon Musk, there's nothing behind it but money. There's nobody running in the state legislatures, nobody running for Congress and whatever it's called, the American Party or some silly name like that. There's nobody running for the local school board or the water commission that's going to be the roots of this new party. I think that this is just kind of a vanity project. And I have to agree that I think in 6 months, some shiny object is going to distract Elon Musk and we're not going to even hear about this party anymore.
I mean, obviously you've got a massive clash of two gigantic egos here. And people used to getting their own way. Do you think I can't see them really making up from this? I mean, Trump called him a train wreck last night. Elon's been hammering away, dismissing his big, beautiful bill as a total disaster that will bankrupt the country. It's very hard to see how they make up here, isn't it, Jack?
Well, I would say never count anything out. I mean, you've seen President Trump be able to make friends or allies of rivals in the past, and he certainly has the ability to do so, sometimes even against the wishes of MAGA. But, you know, that's certainly his prerogative. For Elon, you know, absolutely. He's got a track record of moving from one thing to the other. But if he sees perhaps a path forward from a business perspective, look, keep in mind, he's still got to deal with the government in terms of a lot of the contracts for his companies, in terms of the Department of Defense, in terms of NASA, in terms of Tesla. So he's going to need a lot of this going forward, whether they like it or not, they're stuck together.
He was friends with Epstein. He'll be friends with Elon.
What was that?
He was friends with Epstein. I'm sure he can be friends with Elon Musk.
He actually helped Epstein be prosecuted. He was the only person who was involved, kicked him out of the Epstein. You know all this. Like, it's just a very—
Have you heard of
thing.
Alexander Acosta, up, the Florida district
up,
attorney
like,
who
you're
was—
like, you're a little,
have
like,
you heard of Alexander Acosta? You know
patch.
Who that is?
You're like, oh, I got it. Look at me. Like, I'm the guy from Third Eye.
You know who Alexander Acosta is?
No,
you were duped to cover up
clear.
Sexual abuse
Donald
of children.
Trump was
you were
kicked
duped.
Him out of his of Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump was the only one who went to investigators and said, I will
Pierce, do you know who Alexander Acosta
Epstein. This has been litigated a million times.
Can I just add something here?
Times. Well, it's been litigated a
first
times.
Of all,
can I just,
well, Brian,
I just,
I'll come to you, but Adam, just explain what you're talking about.
Yeah, really quickly, Alexander Acosta was a Florida district attorney. You can look this up. He knew both Trump and Epstein. He was appointed as a Secretary of Labor under Trump and had to resign in 2017 because people found out that he mishandled the Epstein case in 2007 and let Epstein get an illegal plea deal. Epstein was then able to go reoffend, and Trump appointed him in 2017. So I don't want to hear the dude that was brought to the White House to cover up sexual abuse saying that there was, I don't, like, what are you trying to say here? Yeah.
You going to wipe your face? Can you just wipe that little thing off your face there a little bit? You got a little,
right, hold
got
on
a little
a
mud
second.
On your face.
Okay.
You have no points.
Hold on a second.
No points,
can I just,
huh?
Can I add something?
You got a
first of all, I hear the MAGA. I hear the MAGA bullshit detector going off every single time Jack opens his mouth. First of all, people like Jack were the people who called Joe Biden a pedophile for sniffing hair. But yet we have Jeffrey Epstein on tape calling Donald Trump his best friend. They were hanging out together constantly. I've spoken to Jeffrey Epstein's brother many times. They were very close. I'm not done yet, Jack.
Piers, we can go through all this again. But Piers,
Jack,
I know you've done
Jack,
this
I'm not done yet.
Times,
I didn't interrupt you.
You've
Jack,
been a real reporter
Jack,
on this. These guys just want to play
Jack,
politics. I'm trying to
Jack,
be serious here.
Jack.
Dude, you were at the White
Jack,
House
I'm
with Epstein files host. In your hand.
Yeah, just talked about it.
Right. Exactly, Jack. Jack, just you want to defend Donald Trump and wear the Donald Trump knee pads 24/7, but when it comes to a Democrat, they're all pedophiles. But if Donald Trump is actually hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein and
so
Epstein
do you have,
calls
like, any
him
evidence
his
of
best
this?
Friend.
Like, can you have like a source on that, bro?
No, because like, the Pambani won't release the sources.
Actually, yeah, I do. The Maxwell trial where it was learned that he was on the Epstein flight. Why don't you listen? It was in the trial, in the Maxwell trial, that he was on the flight log 7 times. We have Jeffrey Epstein on audio calling him his best friend. So here's my question to Jack. Jack, if Jeffrey Epstein was on audio.
And how many times did Jeffrey Epstein say that he was one of the founding members of the Clinton Institute?
I don't defend Jack, if Jeffrey Epstein was on audio saying that Joe Biden was his best friend, that wouldn't concern you at all?
Man, these
all
are like
you do is deflect and you talk
points.
About
like,
other
don't
people.
Do you guys have anything new?
Ooh, that was a fun one. It very quickly got heated, but I think it deserved to be heated. This dude is an absolute slime ball. You know they have no points when they're going after personal features. Like, listen, I spend 7 days a week on camera, like almost all day. Some days I don't shave. So Jack thinks that his big own on me is that I just didn't shave today as a 22-year-old. Sometimes 22-year-olds don't shave. That is the reality of things. Either way, he could not give an intellectual response to the Alexander Acosta point. He could not give an intellectual response to anything. New nemesis just dropped, I guess. This is my new nemesis. We'll do more panels with him. This guy was fine. Brian Shapiro, shout out to him. Friend of the show. Amazing dude. I'll link him in the description below. And thank you to Piers Morgan for having me on. I really do appreciate it every single time Piers Morgan gives me the opportunity to go on a show. It means the world to me. I like these debates. Building my career, and he's helping me out. So thank you all for watching. I'm incredibly grateful for you all. I'll see you all in the next video. Subscribe below. Peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.